Welcome back to Brownville. I am so excited that you're here, whether you're listening from brownville.com or from our brand new podcast. I'm Kim, and I'm so happy to have you. Today, I have a jam-packed episode for you. Today, we are talking all about food, all about plant-based, delicious vegan food, and I am going to share with you my 10 must-have staples for quick and healthy vegan cooking. So, you know, people often ask me what my tried and true basic pantry staples are. And, you know, when you start cooking vegan food, I'm always surprised that people think I buy these strange ingredients or need fancy equipment. And the truth is that my basic pantry staples are as common as can be. They're, you know, simply delicious whole foods, and they're natural, and they're found in your local supermarket, no problem. So, although as a vegan, I do also love and enjoy the more specialty treats like, for example, vegan cheeses or sausages and other specialty products, I have to admit that I rarely buy these nowadays. So I did in the beginning, much more so. So these were definitely great transition foods and I still have them. But these are more part of my life when I'm craving something specific or I want to really replicate a dish that I used to love. Still, you know, even when I'm trying to recreate classic comfort food favorites, I can easily make these with basic whole foods, and that's one of our missions here at Brownville, to teach you how to do that. So you can make the craziest, most delicious meatloaf, for example, based entirely on oats and lentils, mushrooms and walnuts, or you can make the creamiest Alfredo sauce for pasta with some pre-soaked blended cashews, or you can make amazing burgers with black beans and veggies and brown rice and spices, and you can even make a delicious mushroom omelet or a frittata with some chickpea flour. So, I mean, it's crazy the amount of different dishes you can create just with whole foods. And don't even get me started on dessert. I mean, dessert is just like, that's like a whole other country. You can make so many delicious, naughty goodies and even healthy goodies with plant-based whole foods very easily. So there is nothing wrong, and let me repeat this again, there is nothing wrong with having specialty items every once in a while. It's like the vegan meats and the vegan cheeses. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. In fact, it might be the little trick to help you stick to your diet for longer when you can have some of these goodies. But you know, when you ask me what my staples are, these rarely make the list, basically because, you know, I just don't buy them every single week. And by staples, I mean those things that require an instant shopping trip if I notice that I'm out of them. And you know, those basic staples I don't even need to put in my shopping list because it's just a given that I'll need them and I just see them and put them in the shopping cart. So you know how much I love lists and bullet points, but here's the deal. When it comes to loving plant-based foods, it is so hard to keep it down to just 10 basics. Now, I tried my best. But note that there are so many other vegetables and staples that I also buy weekly. I just wanted to keep it down to 10. I had to pick kind of my top, so don't hate me if your favorite didn't make the list. It was probably number 11 or number 12. So also note that I kind of cheated a little bit and I added some little seasoning bonuses at the very end, so you'll see once we get there. Now, are you ready? The list I'm about to share is just a little glimpse into my weekly fridge and pantry, but especially into those nutrients that I try to include in my diet as much as possible. So we're gonna talk about each of them, and I'm also going to give you a quick idea for a dish or meal you can whip up in no time. That's my favorite part of today's episode. So also, don't forget to check out our recipe section at brownville.com. We've got lots of goodies there that will be mentioned, and especially our online program, My Brownville, which you can also learn more about in our homepage at brownville.com. And these have more meal ideas and recipes. In fact, most of the ideas I give you here have specific recipes within our online program and many also in our recipe section. And there you'll find the recipes in video format, written format, and a PDF printable so that you can take it into the kitchen with you. So are you ready? Here comes staple number one, which is green leafy vegetables. Oh my God, how important are they? So our favorites here are kale, bok choy, collard greens, romaine lettuce, and spinach. And other great sources are Swiss chard, arugula, dandelion, and mustard greens, and many, many others. So green leafy vegetables, especially choices like kale or collards, are so packed with nutrients that they have been ranked number one, number one in nutrient density out of all veggies. They're also packed with fiber, along with many other nutrients and antioxidants, including folate, vitamin K, vitamin A, B6, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus. And here's where it gets extra brownie points. Green leafy vegetables are jam-packed with calcium. So this is just an amazing choice. We need to include these. And note that I gave you some ideas for different greens. That doesn't mean I'm buying all those greens every single week. First of all, I wouldn't have enough space in my fridge. Second, I would completely go over budget. So just choose one each week or a couple. Now, ready for some quick and easy meal ideas? Now, I love making delicious salads with kale and just massage it and tenderize it with your dressing or with some avocado and lime juice or lemon juice and a little sea salt, and you just kind of get in there and massage it so that it kind of gets tender and super delicious. Now you can also saute kale or add it to a stir fry you're making. You can add lots of greens to your smoothies. You know I'm a huge smoothie fan and I add tons of greens. Smoothies are a great way to get those greens into your diet. And you know, you'll have to balance out the flavor with some banana or some pear for natural sweetness, otherwise you're not gonna drink it, trust me. And you can also make our simple pan-fried bok choy, which is in our recipe section, or if you're a member of our online program, My Brown Bowl, make our yummy everyday steamed kale. It's an absolute favorite of mine. And it has delicious Asian flavors and it's ready in just 5 minutes. That's a total must. On to staple number two, whole grains and basic whole grain products as well, but especially whole grains in and of themselves. So our favorites are brown rice, oats, quinoa, whole wheat pasta, and whole wheat bread. And some other great choices include millet, buckwheat, bulgur wheat, and you also have so many others like teff and amaranth. There are so many choices. Now, whole grains are simply the bomb. They are filling. They are packed with fiber and calcium, magnesium, and yes, they even contain protein, especially in the case of quinoa, which is in and of itself a complete protein containing all essential amino acids. Now, all of them are amazing though, so don't only stick with quinoa because you just heard this little protein fact. It's always important to eat a variety of whole grains and of foods in general, fruits, veggies, so just kind of mix them up because they all contain different kind of proportions of nutrients and they're all very important. So whole grains are great for helping you feel satiated and you know, they're just plain delicious. So for your quick and easy meal ideas, you can make your favorite pasta dishes with healthy sauces and lots of vegetables. You can make your favorite sandwiches, including PB&J or a no tuna sandwich made with mashed chickpeas, minced onions, tomato, and some celery, and a little eggless mayonnaise. Or a veggie sandwich with some delicious hummus and roasted veggies like peppers or portobello mushrooms and some sizzling onions. And the same goes for a veggie and pesto panini. Very good, so delicious. Now, you can also make Buddha bowls with some simple brown rice or quinoa, lots of green leafy veggies, some black beans, and some salsa or guacamole on top. So yummy and very, very filling, and it's basically a complete nutritional powerhouse. Now, you can serve your favorite whole grain alongside a veggie and tofu stir fry, for example, like our sweet and sour stir fry with pineapple. You have that in the recipe section. And you can have delicious breakfast. I mean, how simple is that? Oats for breakfast. Have delicious breakfast like oat porridge or overnight oats with lots of fruity toppings, or make our delicious oat coconut cranberry bars for a quick and easy snack. These are so yummy. They're really satisfying and very simple to make. All you need is a food processor. These are also in our recipe section. On to staple number three, and these are beans and lentils. And of course, don't think you have to buy all the ones I'm gonna mention. Just choose one or choose two. So our favorites are black-eyed peas, garbanzo beans or chickpeas, pinto beans, black beans, and brown lentils. And other great choices include pink lentils, kidney beans, cannellini beans, pui lentils, especially if you're making salads. These are delicious because they hold their shape really well. So what can I say about beans? The first thing I can tell you is that I hated them as a kid. The texture was kind of just off for me somehow, and it was one of the few things I didn't like to eat except when I had a hearty warm bowl of lentil soup, which is, by the way, still one of my favorite dishes to make. I think I have a bowl of lentil soup every single week. So things changed as I became an adult though, so I learned how to cook them properly and I found my favorites. And beans are just such nutritional powerhouses. They are basically the cheapest superfoods around. And if you're pressed for time and you can't soak them and cook them at home from scratch, just buy canned beans and just rinse them and drain them before using them. So they are high in protein. Yes, lots of protein in beans and lentils. And they are super high in fiber. And these two factors combined help your body digest slowly, which keeps you satisfied for longer. It helps prevent blood sugar and insulin spikes, and it prevents weight gain. So they are also packed with phytonutrients, vitamins, and minerals, and they are completely lacking in saturated fats and cholesterol, same as with all other plant-based delicious whole foods. So they have been named by many health professionals, quote unquote, the perfect food. Plus, they're just delicious. And if you're not in the habit of eating them, I just want to say two little words to you. Mexican food. Oh my God, this is where they shine and they are so yummy. I don't know anybody who wouldn't eat a nice bean burrito. They're just so delicious. So for your quick and easy meal ideas, here are some great tips. So any Mexican dish that you love, from tacos to tostadas to enchiladas, burritos, you can just reach nutritional nirvana by just using beans as the main protein source. You can add toppings like salsa and guacamole, and you've just got a winner. Oh my God, that's making me hungry right now. So you can make Buddha bowls like the ones I mentioned before. You can make delicious bean dips or hummus and enjoy them as a little spread on a sandwich or a wrap. Or you can just use these dips as a snack with some raw vegetables. That's a great way to get more raw vegetables into your diet. Now, you can also use them as a base for scrumptious veggie burgers. This is one of my favorite uses of beans. And a great example is our black bean and portobello mushroom sliders, which are a big hit, and they're in our recipe section at brownbowl.com. You can go ahead and watch that there. And of course, you can simply use them in salads or in hearty stews like chili. So in the winter, something like that is just a godsend. So let's move on now to staple number 4, which are nut or seed butters. So nut butters, seed butters. Now our favorites are all natural peanut butter, almond, or cashew butter. And some other great choices are pecan butter, Brazil nut butter, plus all the seed butters, including tahini, sunflower seed butter, and pumpkin seed butter. Now, let's face it, anyone who grew up on PB&J like I did knows how important this staple is, right? Do you also freak out when you run out of peanut butter at home? I completely do. And Carlos, like, he goes bonkers because he eats peanut butter every day. So the good news is it's vegan, yay! And contrary to popular belief, peanuts aren't actually nuts. They are legumes. This means that a serving of peanut butter counts as one of your protein sources for the day. Now, can't have peanut butter? Well, you can try almond or cashew butter or any of the other nut or seed butters that are available nowadays. Now, almond butter and tahini is basically sesame seed paste, they have the added bonus that they are packed with calcium. So these are great options as one of your calcium sources for the day. So you get it, right? Peanuts for protein and almond butter and tahini for your calcium. So before you ask me about the fat found in nuts, yes, it is true. They are higher in fat than other foods, which is why keeping portions in check is important. Remember to practice your mindful eating and all the other stuff we teach you here at Brown Bowl. But here's what you might not know. Studies have shown that nuts are so packed with nutrition that they have actually been directly linked to a higher life expectancy. So that means people who eat nuts frequently in their diet have been seen, of course, in combination with other healthy lifestyle changes that they live longer. So they contain omega-3 fatty acids, fiber, vitamin E, plant sterols, which are so important because they help lower bad cholesterol, and L-arginine, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, which helps the lining of your artery walls and prevents blood clots. So yowza, I mean, come on, it's just unbelievable, and they're so delicious. So just remember, this is very important, to keep your portions in check and to always buy an all-natural brand that only contains the nut itself. And maybe in some cases, in some brands, they also contain a little sea salt. But try to buy something that has no other ingredients. Commercial varieties of peanut butter have oils and sugars, and you don't need that stuff. Now, if you're a member of our online program, we actually teach you how to make your own nut butter at home, and it's very, very simple to make. And you can find easily now nut butters that only contain, you know, peanuts or almonds or whatever it is you're choosing. Now, for your quick and healthy, easy meal ideas, the classic PB&J sandwich, how can you go wrong with that? Now, I want you to also use, apart from the natural peanut butter, a natural jam without any added sugars or especially artificial sweeteners. And a great brand that I love, I'm not affiliated with them, but I have not bought another brand of jam for years because this one is so incredible. It's called Saint Delphour, and it's a kind of a tall, skinny jar, and it has all the different flavors you'd like and no added sugars or sweeteners. It's really, really good for you. So, of course, in moderation, it still has all that concentrated sugariness of the fruit itself, but it doesn't have any added sugars. So another delicious dish you can make is just delicious creamy hummus made with tahini and just have some raw veggies as a snack, like I mentioned before. Or you can make a delicious snack wrap with a whole grain tortilla, some almond butter, some banana and mango slices, or some berries in there. And that's just absolutely yummy. It's basically a PB&J in a wrap, but without the jam, just whole fruit. Okay, on to staple number 5. Avocados, and I know I have my avocado supporters out there, it's probably every single one of you. So we need to give a Nobel Prize to the first person who saw the avocado tree and decided to see what that little hanging fruit was all about. I have a serious love for avocados, and although they are higher in fat than other fruits, they are also packed with nutrients and fiber. And you know, it's my favorite substitute for refined oils, which are much less healthier for you since, you know, they've been so extracted from the original whole food that, you know, they don't have all the other nutrients that a whole food actually contains. So avocados contain, wait for it, drum roll, over 20 vitamins and minerals, including calcium, vitamin K, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, magnesium, folate, and so many others. They help keep your heart healthy, they help your eyesight, and they even lower your risk of depression. You know, my favorite benefit of these, however, is something else. And it's that they are so filling and delicious that they can make even the healthiest plant-based meals. You know, I'm talking like health nut healthy. Incredibly decadent. So you can make the healthiest meal and feel like you're having something so delicious. And what does this mean? This means that you're going to stick to your new healthy diet for good. And that means you're going to get all the nutrient benefits from all the other foods you're eating. So this is actually a little magic trick of mine. So first, your quick and easy healthy meal ideas. You can make delicious tacos and burritos topped with guacamole. You can have big green salads with lots of raw veggies and some avocado. You can make pestos, and we have a delicious oil-free pesto in our recipe section that you can check out. And you can make pesto pastas using creamed avocado instead of the oil when you make your pesto. So you have that video there, it's so simple to make. Now, you can also use this for breakfast. Now, this has become really popular in recent years, so I'm sure you're already doing this. Breakfast toast topped with mashed avocado with a little lime or lemon juice and some sea salt. And then I love to add a little sprinkling of turmeric and some fresh cilantro or sometimes arugula on top for some more greens. So that is simply amazing. You can make so many delicious things with avocado. Okay, staple number 6 are sweet potatoes. I have a serious love affair with sweet potatoes. You know, they are packed with beta carotene. They're creamy, they're hearty, they give you that, you know, stick to your ribs kind of feeling that we all love. And they are packed with fiber, which means that even though they are starches, the release of blood sugar into the bloodstream is slower and steadier. So they are also perfect for people who can't tolerate nightshade veggies like potatoes. And they are just amazingly sweet. That makes them perfect for a base for desserts when you're trying to substitute oil and eggs in cakes, cupcakes, puddings, muffins, anything you're making. They are also packed with vitamins A and C, potassium, and lots of calcium in there too. If you also look at their cousins, the purple sweet potatoes, and these are commonly found in Asia, but they're now more readily available everywhere, starting to become available. These are one of the most nutritious foods on the planet, and they're a staple in diets in our planet's blue zones. And blue zones are populations with the largest number of people who have lived past 100. So sweet potatoes in general are also perfect for taming that sweet tooth, especially after meals. So they're perfect for taming the sweet tooth after meals when you consume them during your meal. So by including them in your main dish, because you had that sweet flavor, you might be less prone to just go for the cookie jar afterwards. Now, for some quick and easy meal ideas, you can make my favorite thing ever, roasted sweet potato wedges in the oven with some sea salt, pepper, paprika, and cinnamon. These are so good. Now, you can also make sweet potato fries, and I always recommend making fries in the oven. You can get them crispy and delicious. You can fry them, of course, but you know, the oven will help you and it will keep it much healthier. Now, use these as a side to your sandwiches and veggie burgers, for example. You can also make amazing desserts, like I told you before, and one of these is our incredible blueberry sweet potato chocolate cake, which you have in our recipe section. This one is so delicious that nobody will believe that it's gluten-free, sugar-free, and vegan. It's just scrumptious, and the texture is like one of those flourless chocolate cakes. Oh, so good. Now you can also have the classic sweet potato mash or puree as part of your holiday meals. It's just so versatile and so amazing. Okay, on to staple number 7. We're almost at the end of the list here. So number 7 for me is broccoli and Brussels sprouts. I couldn't separate them because I kind of use them interchangeably, whatever I can find. I actually get so sad when Brussels sprouts are out of season where I live, which is probably the reason why I'm completely obsessed with them when they pop up in the farmer's market again. Now, Carlos hates Brussels sprouts, so I get to buy them and eat them all myself. Now, you might be one of these people who hates them, and all of the health benefits I'm going to talk about now are also found in broccoli, so you can exchange them. Now, both these and broccoli, as I just said, are part of the cruciferous family of vegetables, along with cauliflower, cabbage, kale, and bok choy. All of these cruciferous veggies have shown to kind of aid in cancer prevention to such an extent that a daily intake of them is highly recommended. So they are packed with calcium, magnesium, folates, vitamins K, A, C, A, and have countless other phytonutrients. And you know, they also happen to be great at keeping you full longer, and they are so satisfying. These are two of my secret weapons when I want to eat really healthy in the evening, but have something really kind of hearty and satisfying. So for your quick and easy meal ideas, I love this little quick and easy preparation. I'm gonna teach you how to do it right now. This is also my sister-in-law's favorite dish. She always asks me to make this for her when she's over. So simple steamed broccoli. Now it's important to steam it really for a short period of time so it's still crunchy in a bit, you know, but it's bright green. And you toss it in a mixture of Dijon mustard, soy sauce, garlic powder, and a little drizzle of sesame oil. It's just fantastic, and you can use tamari soy sauce if you're trying to eat a gluten-free diet. Now, another great trick or another great dish is just a veggie stir fry. You can use some smoky tempeh with a little bit of maple syrup to get it caramelized, and lots of broccoli florets in there. Now, you can make Brussels sprouts as a side, just roast them with your favorite spices or any other goodies. They go great with nuts and pine nuts and things that are crunchy. and just roast them in the oven and serve them as a side. You can also, this is so cool, you can separate the leaves of Brussels sprouts, which I know it kind of is a little bit of a task, but you can do it if you just cut the end. They kind of start separating a little bit, you know, easily. And you can make crispy chips in the oven, similar to a kale chip. You can also grate Brussels sprouts and add them to your coleslaw or other salads for an amazing flavor and texture. You've never thought of that, right? But don't you see when you look at the little Brussels sprout, it's basically like a mini cabbage, right? It goes great with coleslaw. Okay, so now that we're done with our little Brussels and broccoli, staple number 8, which I bet this one will surprise you because you probably never think of this as a staple, but it absolutely is, and they are fresh herbs. So our favorites are cilantro, parsley, basil, rosemary, thyme, and sage. I don't buy all of these. Well, I actually have most of these outside in my garden, so I can just pick them whenever I need them, but you absolutely don't have to buy all of these at the same time. Just choose your favorites. Other great choices include oregano, mint, chives, marjoram, tarragon, and dill, among many others. Now, did you know that fresh herbs are also green leafy vegetables? Yes, I mean, they're teeny tiny, but they're green leafy. So they contain so many nutritional benefits for the body that even though they're these teeny tiny little things, they pack a nutrient punch. They also happen to be the best way to add amazing flavor. This is why I love them. They add amazing flavor to your dishes without the need to add too much oil or salt. So they are also extremely different in flavor. They're also different, which means that you have an option for hearty and wintry stews and veggie roasts, like with the case of sage and rosemary and thyme, or you can have kind of a more fresh taste for raw salads and veggie dishes, or for Mexican or Italian style dishes. And for these, I love using parsley and basil and cilantro. So they contain a ton of phytonutrients. They contain calcium, vitamins K, C, A, folate, and so many other delicious nutrients. So for your quick and easy meal ideas, you can add tons of herbs to salads and any dishes you're making. Adding herbs to salad dressings is amazing. It really boosts the flavor, and you can skip the oil in a salad dressing when you're adding other flavors and delicious goodies like this. So you can top your stir fries and curries with lots of fresh cilantro. I love a good bowl of curry with some cilantro on top, especially if it's a Thai curry with lots of coconut. Now you can make guacamole with some cilantro too. You can toss your pasta dishes with some fresh basil and parsley, and of course, the herb paradise, the basil powerhouse. You can make our oil-free pesto with avocado. It's in our recipe section. Okay, staple number 9, we're almost there. Staple number 9 is fresh and or frozen fruit, especially berries. Now, our favorites here are blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, and outside of the berries, banana, mango, pineapple, pear, apples. There are so many choices. Other choices are kiwi, papaya, grapefruit, oranges, pomegranates, plums, watermelons. I mean, the list goes on and on, right? You just have to go to a farmer's market and you'll be amazed at all the options. Now, fruit is always, always, always hanging out in my fridge and my counter. It's packed with vitamins and minerals, and especially in the case of berries, a ton of antioxidants. They tame that sweet tooth. That's an amazing reason why we should incorporate fruits. They tame that sweet tooth without adding too many calories. And you know, they're also super health promoting in countless ways, including weight management, prevention against cardiovascular disease, diabetes, certain cancers, and they're of course fabulous for your skin and your hair. So for quick and easy meal ideas, smoothies are where it's at. It's so well, of course you can have the fruit itself. That's the first one. That's always the first choice because you'll have that fiber intact. But next, I love my smoothies with lots of greens and berries and banana or pear for some sweetness. And you know, really look into the fruits that you love. People who don't usually eat fruit, it's because they might not have, you know, found their favorites. And you also need to keep it where you can see it so you can really grab it and have it. Okay, another great option, which I always forget, but it's one of my favorite things ever because I grew up with a big bowl of this every single day in my fridge as a kid. And I'm talking about fruit salads. Now, you can have a little bit of some fruit salad with a dollop of non-dairy yogurt and some walnuts on top for breakfast. So good. And of course, you know me and my love of oats. You can have overnight oats or warm oatmeal in the morning with some berries, banana slices, and I love adding some kiwi or pineapple too. Now, grilled pineapple when you're having a barbecue is amazing. Or you can use pineapple in your stir fries and in your coleslaws and in other salads. Pineapple really goes great with savory dishes as well. And of course, apple and pear slices with some cashew cheese. This is amazing. You put the cashew cheese on the side and you kind of dip it in the cashew cheese. Or you can have a little nut butter next to them as a snack. Okay. Last one, we're there. And then we get our two little bonuses, but that's really quick. So staple number 10, almonds and cashews. Sometimes I have both, sometimes I just choose one. Now these are on the list for completely naughty purposes, but also because of their beautiful health benefits. So they have all the amazing nutrients that I mentioned when I talked about the nut butters with two added bonuses. Almonds, as I mentioned, are very rich in calcium, and cashews can be soaked in water overnight inside the fridge and then drained and blended with a little bit of fresh water to produce the creamiest bases for sauces and homemade vegan cheese. Yeah, cashew is one of those traditional bases for amazing vegan cheeses, and you can make them at home. You don't need to have a specialty store nearby, or you don't have to go to the health food store. So almonds are also perfect after soaking for making your very own homemade almond milk, which is so easy to make. All you need is to blend those almonds with some water, put them in a nut milk bag and squeeze them. Okay, so this is so easy to make at home. Now, for your quick and easy meal ideas, you can have almonds, which you grind up with some sea salt in a food processor to make our famous almond parm, which you can use to top pizzas and pastas, risottos, and you can make almond milk or cashew milk. You can make, this is one of my favorite dishes on the planet, you can make cashew mac and cheese. The recipe for that is in our online program, or our creamy fettuccine Alfredo, which is in both our program and our recipe section. Now, you can also simply lightly toast these nuts in the oven and have them as a snack, or use them to top salads or stir fries or any dish you're making. And I also love to make them into almond or cashew butter. You can add a little vanilla extract to that cashew butter and it's just amazing. Okay, so those were our 10 staples. Let's talk about our bonus round number one. So basic seasonings. I'm just gonna give you a little list here. So imagine your pantry is empty. This is where you can start. Now, seasonings are important to make that beautiful flavor come out of your delicious plant-based foods. So the basics for me are, of course, sea salt. And I'm talking about unrefined sea salt. Peppercorns, so you can grind them and have freshly ground pepper. Garlic powder, chili powder, cumin, which I love, I'm obsessed with cumin, and curry powder. You can also include in your pantry some soy sauce or tamari soy sauce for a gluten-free option. Remember to refrigerate that once it's open. And nutritional yeast for all its cheesy goodness and all its B vitamins. So this one is really great. We'll talk about nutritional yeast in another episode. So if you love some spice, which I definitely do, some great spices that are actually spicy are your favorite Cajun spice mix, some spicy paprika, and some chili flakes. So choose whatever you like. Now, bonus round number two is so important, and it's what I call the flavor trifecta. These are three things that you should always keep at home. And this was a trick that I learned from the amazing vegan chef, Isa Chandra Moskowitz. She's the writer of Veganomicon, and Isa Does It, and some of my favorite vegan cookbooks. And in this flavor trifecta, or these three basic things you should always keep in your house, are onions, garlic, and lemons. So many things didn't make the list, so we'll have more plant-based staples for you soon. But now you're ready to start cooking some delicious and healthy vegan meals that are just as delicious as old-time meat and dairy-based favorites. Now, please don't forget to share this podcast episode or the post if you're on your computer with friends or family who are trying to eat more fruits and veggies and improve their health. Sometimes all we need is the information to start taking steps to healthy town. So please, please share and help us spread the word. Now, you can also enjoy more of our recipes, like I said, in our recipe section at bramble.com. And we would love for you to join us in our video-based online program, My Bramble. I teach you how to cook amazing vegan food, and I help you, you know, on that ongoing quest of finding that balance, you know, how to learn how to indulge in your favorite foods, but still prioritize your health. Now, I want to help you create healthy habits that can really last. And that doesn't mean, you know, starting a diet and then falling off of it and then having to start another one and then, you know, just really healthy habits that can last your lifetime. That's what we teach you at the online program. And we do that both in and out of the kitchen because so many other factors play into this. And, you know, there's so much more. I'm not gonna make you spend more time listening to me. So you can just check out all of the details in our homepage at bramble.com. You'll find the little button that says meet our online program. And you can check more details out there. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you can head on out now, buy some delicious staples, and make a delicious plant-based meal. It's going to be the first of many steps, or maybe you're already completely on this path, and it's just gonna improve your life in so many ways. And of course, everyone will love your delicious plant-based goodies. There's no reason why you should feel deprived. So thank you so much, you guys, for stopping by. I'll see you again really soon with more at Bramble.